All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 31 in this ancient history program of History at Our House for the elementary class. This is another test week. So that means the following. Today we will review our material, everything that we have covered on Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Persia. Everything up to the last lecture, Lecture 30, including all the class notes for Week 11, which are now available on the class webpage, as I will show you. And so then after class, what you should do is you should make sure to print out all those class pages, put them in your binder, and read them. Review them and strive to understand them. And then, when you are able, you begin the process of test preparation. The test preparation sheets are on the class webpage. In fact, let me go ahead and share my screen with you right now. I will show you the lower elementary page, which is basically very similar to the upper L, except it's very specific here. The week 12, which is today, lecture 31, has already posted the week 11 class notes and the test 2 test preparation sheets. So you just click on those. They are called PDFs. They print very easily, and you begin work. As I said, my recommendation is you read these first without doing the test prep. Does anybody have any idea why I would say that that's the right thing to do rather than just go right ahead and do the test prep? I am certain that some of you would be tempted to do the latter. So can you at least think about why that would not be a good choice? Opal, go ahead.
Because then you wouldn't, but you might not remember as many things because you haven't looked at the class notes.
That is a minor reason why, but not the main reason why. Okay, so Opal is suggesting that you would be tempted to do the test preparation sheets from memory, but you might not remember. Well, Opal, I'm going to stress this because I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to stress this. You should never do the test preparation sheets from memory. Never. Who here who is a veteran of the program can explain to the other students why you never do the test preparation sheets from memory? We have talked about a hero of mine that we are going to meet this year in ancient Greek history. We've talked about him many times, which is why I'm talking to the veterans to explain this to Opal. Put your hand down, Opal. Who remembers what Socrates said? There's two different versions of it. There's two words. There's a motto that has two words in it. And then there's a longer version of it. All right, the two words are, know thyself. Any veterans now have their memory jogged? Know thyself. What does that mean? It's kind of an old way of speaking. We might say nowadays, know yourself. Okay, is the beginning, is the motto that represents the beginning of philosophy. It's just one of the greatest inventions in all of history. The Greeks invented it. And what it means is that you have to learn to, and here's the long version of it, know what you know and know what you don't know. This is what Socrates was famous for. He went all around ancient Greece and he challenged people to explain the things that they thought they knew. And, well, what he found out was they didn't really know them. And that was a very uncomfortable revelation. And it is still to this day a very common uncomfortable revelation for people when it happens. If you ask somebody, and you'll notice this, we do it in class all the time, I'll ask you a question and you will say, well, I don't know how to explain it. Well, guess what? That is the sign that you don't really know yet. And that's a great answer, and it's a perfectly honest and good answer to say, I don't know how to explain it. But that should never satisfy you. You should never allow yourself to say, well, I claim to know something, but I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to put it into words. Because if you do, then you fall into the same trap as all the Greeks that Socrates was so dissatisfied with, of pretending to know something to yourself, which is the worst kind of dishonesty. Many, many centuries after Socrates, one of the greatest writers in the history of mankind, William Shakespeare, wrote a very famous set of lines. A beautiful addition to the motto of Socrates. He said, "This above all else, to thine own self be true." Again, kind of old style language. But the meaning is this. The most important form of honesty is honesty to yourself. If you don't know how to do that, then I guarantee you, you will never understand how to be honest to anybody else. Because it first begins with whether or not you're honest with you. This is why William Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. You must start there. And Socrates said, know thyself. He was saying the same thing. He was saying you must be honest in your own mind to yourself. And test preparation, ladies and gentlemen, is designed to help you do that, in case you didn't know. Test preparation is in history at our house is guided by Socrates and Shakespeare. Test preparation is not testing. I've told you that I believe in testing, and tests are important. But test preparation is not testing. So if you haven't realized yet that there's an important difference, let me explain it again. And sometimes this explanation is most valuable for parents who also don't necessarily get this and aren't necessarily helping their kids to do one and then the other. It's very important to do it in this order. Test preparation is honesty. Test preparation is where you go and try to answer test questions yourself, but absolutely and unfailingly check your answers. It's not a test. You check your answers. And where do you check them? Everybody here should know where to check the answers. If you don't, boy, Rosetta's going to help you. Rosetta?
The class notes.
The class notes. Okay? You check them. And how does checking them amount to honesty? Take this important motto. Know what you know and know what you don't know. How does checking your answers in the class notes, how is that honest? Why is that such an important way of being true to yourself? Because you look at a question, you say, oh, I know that answer. Okay. Rosetta, can you explain it to everybody else?
Because if you say that you know something, you're not being honest to yourself. And say if you get that wrong, that's really not being honest. Because you didn't look at the class notes because you told yourself that you knew it.
Okay, maybe. Here, Rosetta, here is the key. You're talking about the worst case scenario. You're talking about the time when you say to yourself, I know this, but you don't. And when you don't check it, you get into a big trap, which is way too common, and you don't want to be one of those people that falls into that trap. The trap is, you say to yourself you know something, but you don't. And you don't check. So what are you walking around doing? If you become that kind of person, because see, if you don't learn to check, if you don't learn to see whether or not you know what you say that you know, what kind of person do you become? There are a lot of these out there, so you should learn to see them and learn not to be one? What do you end up being if you do that over and over and over again? Say to yourself you know something, which you don't really know, and never check. What ends up happening there, Opal?
You become someone who doesn't really know anything.
And who can't know either, right? The worst part is you can't fix it because you're the kind of person who doesn't fix things, who doesn't check on themselves, who just says, I know it, I know it. You know, walking around, I know everything. I know so many know-it-alls. And you know what? The strangest thing about those know-it-alls is they don't know anything, and it's hilarious. And it's really so sad for them because they think they know it all, and they blab and blab and talk to everybody else and tell them how to live their lives and tell them what to do and so on. And all they're doing is proving they don't know anything, which is really sad. And what was I going to say about that? Oh, that's such a great example. Yeah, Socrates, you see, was the opposite. Socrates was such an amazing person. We're going to learn about him. We're going to learn what the democracy of Athens did to him. But Socrates started and he says, you got to know yourself. You got to know what you know and what you don't know. And what Socrates said was amazing and beautiful and honest. And it was a little bit of an exaggeration, but nonetheless, it was the right beginning. He said, I know only that I know nothing. Now, like I said, that was an exaggeration and it wasn't even true. But notice how completely the opposite it is of how the know-it-all acts. The know-it-all doesn't know, but pretends to know. Socrates did know some wonderful things, but he started with what we would call humility. He was humble. He said, I don't pretend to know what I don't know. I want to make sure that I'm honest about it. So I will start by claiming ignorance, by admitting that probably I don't know what I know. And then I can at least find out. Isn't that a beautiful kind of honesty? And it's the opposite of the big mistake, which is I know it all and therefore I don't need to check. And I do that over and over again. And I end up being the kind of person that doesn't check. And that oftentimes is wrong, in fact, because, well, we are not. Does anybody know this word? Here's a great vocabulary word. Omniscient. Does anybody know what that means? Nobody's omniscient. People make mistakes, right? They misremember. They make mistakes. There's all different kinds of ways that we can be wrong. Omniscient means literally knows everything. Okay, so people are not omniscient. They make mistakes. So it's really important that we understand that about ourselves and do the things that are necessary in order to actually know. And knowing is a very disciplined process. It's hard to do. It's hard to get it right. So this is what test preparation is all about, folks. It's about checking whether you know what you think you know. So it's about honesty. Okay, so you have notes, you have questions in the test preparation sheets, and you should check every answer before you present it. You don't want to fall into that trap of being a know-nothing know-it-all. Most people end up kind of in the middle. They sometimes check themselves, sometimes don't. And as a result, they get some things right, but a bunch of things wrong. And they just can never really get it figured out which is which and end up really mixed up. So you want to be the kind of person that doesn't fall into that all too common trap. And it means way better to be as clear as you can be and as honest as you can be about everything. That's the best outcome for you, for anybody. So to thine own self be true, as Shakespeare said. If you can pull it off, then you will have the best life you can have. Now, one more comment about this. It's taking a long time, but you know what? This is the best thing we can do. So we'll never cut this kind of thing short. I'm going to tell you a little secret about all of you guys and why this is so important for all of you here. I have something to tell you guys, and I don't want it to go to your head, okay? But everybody here is smart. I can tell. Okay? I can tell. Everybody here is what people call intelligent. Okay? Now, intelligence is it's a fantastic thing. It's way better to be intelligent than not. Okay? Wonderful. Okay? So this is good news. But I'll tell you something about intelligence, which is actually dangerous. Okay? There are a lot of intelligent people that end up being not so good, not so nice people. And so intelligence doesn't mean that you're good, right? There's another one of those words out there. We know that important doesn't mean good. Well, intelligent also doesn't mean good. I mean, anybody, like, you know, if you guys like comic books, you know all about supervillains. They're really smart, but they're really evil. Right? So wait a minute. How did those go together? Right? So it is possible. And so what the reason why I mention this to all you guys is this. In many cases, because you're intelligent, you will know the answer to a question on the test preparation sheet. And I don't want to tell you guys here and now to ignore that or to pretend that you don't know something either. Okay, because I don't quite agree with Socrates that when you know something, you do know it. You check it. You do know it at the end. You know it. Okay, so you don't have to pretend when you know something that you don't know it. That doesn't make sense. Okay, but here's the thing about intelligence can also be a trap. And this is where all the supervillains come from. Because if you're smart and you can easily tell yourself that you do know stuff, because so often you do. So often, especially when you're around other people and maybe they're not as smart, you'll notice that you get it, but they don't. Or you remember, but they don't. And it's a little bit frustrating. And knowing more than other people and understanding things better than they do is not an easy thing to do. But here's where it can be really a problem is you convince yourself that it's kind of easy for you. You don't have to check. That's where intelligence can sometimes be a danger. Okay. Because you get stuff. You understand it. You remember it easily and it just seems to come to you. So, oh yeah, most of the time that works out, right? But again, there's the trap. There's no matter how intelligent you are, you're not omniscient and you're not infallible, which means you do make mistakes. So that's why honesty is so important. You must be honest with yourself and say, okay, I get this stuff. You know, nothing that Mr. Powell says is so hard that I just don't want to be in history class. It's impossible to understand and all that. Really, I think everybody here mostly understands and understands pretty well, and it's not too hard, right? But the thing is, you got to check. And if you can have that, here is the most wonderful outcome. If you can combine intelligence and honesty, or more broadly, intelligence and good character, because character is more than just honesty, it's a bunch of other virtues as well. You can put those together, that truly is the best life you can have. So, test preparation. You didn't know there was so much in it, did you? So, this is what we need to do. We need to do the test preparation sheets. But first thing I say is read the class notes. And I say do that without looking at the test prep sheets. Because there is much more in the notes than are on the test prep sheets. There's much more in them than just than on the sheets. So if you're preparing for the test, the test is going to have some questions that aren't on the test prep sheets. How are you going to know the answers to those? Only by having read and really checked yourself and knowing more than on the test prep sheets. Okay, so you need to read these notes. It starts here. It starts with weeks 7 and 8. Part 2, right? Each part in the course is a set of notes, and then you have the rest of it. In the old version of this particular set of notes, I didn't have this particular title, by the way. So if you don't see that title, you can refresh this document and get a new version of it. I updated it slightly to put the title Archaic Egypt. Okay, and then go and read. I guess it starts part 2, and part 2 is page 6. So make sure you have that. And then, well, it continues, you know, through the whole story of Egypt. The story of Egypt goes through to page 9. So that's 3 full pages of class notes on that. Actually, page 10, because we have King Tut and his whole story. Okay? And then after that, oh, depending on if I'm looking at the right one or not. Maybe I have the... Do I have the wrong one? Probably page 11. Or maybe I have made a mistake. Lower L. Lower L. Uh-oh, there might be a numbering error. Darn, I thought I had it done properly. Let me see here. Oh, I think there's a numbering error. It goes from 9 to 11. I'm going to have to fix that. So I will do that. But you'll notice that the letters go from F to G anyway. And on the test preparation sheets, what you're going to want to pay attention to, perhaps more closely than anything else, is some of the events that have dates. Okay, because you're going to see, let me go now to the test preparation sheets. One more second here. I just want to confirm if I have made, I think I've just made another important error here. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not such a big deal, but... There's a couple errors on here, and I just caught them. See, so I also have to check myself. And so I caught a couple errors. But anyway, it's not the end of the world. You should still go on and read these notes. And let me show you about the test preparation sheets. Because not that. When you get to the test preparation sheets... You will see, this is the one thing that I wanted to point out before we go today. I'm actually going to stop maybe a couple minutes early today, and I'm going to go and update the class notes just a bit, because I feel like there's a couple things I need to fix. And if you wait for like 10 minutes and then bring the documents up, they will be just that tiny bit improved. Okay? But what I wanted to show you was the anchor fact timeline. You notice that it's just a little bit different. Okay? We have new facts down here. On the upper L has more, and so you will notice them based on your class notes. But what I want you to see is we've got this. You're going to have to look for it in your class notes because you won't remember necessarily. You've got this, which is also in the class notes, and you've got this, which is also in the class notes. Okay, so you'll be looking for those because we're going to do new facts practices starting next week, and these will be on there. They're first on the test. Okay, so just wanted to remind you that that's going to happen. And this has a strange color, doesn't it? Does anybody know why? This isn't purple anymore, all of it. It goes from purple to brown now. From now on, we're going to do purple and brown. Rosetta?
Isn't it Mesopotamia and Persia?
Well, all of this, I'm glad you said that. The purple is Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Persia together, okay? So now they're going to have the same color. Just like Greece and Rome have the same color, gray. Okay, they are the classical ones. These are the archaic ones. They are together. There's like all the countries of Europe have the same color, green. Okay, but it goes from purple to brown. Because today, Egypt, Mesopotamia, Persia, all of that stuff doesn't exist anymore. It's a whole other kind of Middle East. Does anybody know, now that I mention it that way, what is the religion that has completely changed the Middle East? It's in your class notes as well. We mentioned it a little bit. It's the reason why Mesopotamia and Persia and all that is completely archaic. It's gone. Doesn't not followed anymore. It's because of a certain religion, which is in your class notes. Rosetta?
The Muslim religion?
Yeah, or the name of that is Islam. Right. So today, all of that region is called the Islamic Middle East. So it's no longer purple. Now, I put this line in purple over here because it has to do with the purple history, right? So it's something that happened that teaches us about this stuff. So we're going to have to go and look for that. If you remember what it is, it happened in 1922. You should, of course, check in the class notes. All right, so in, as we move forward here, this is going to be our anchor fact timeline. We're also going to write a little bit about this to make sure everybody understands how we are connected to the archaic past. We've already done some writing for the Greek and Roman part. We'll do some writing about this as well. Okay, but I'm going to close things off here for today because I believe there are two corrections that I need to make to the class notes. One of them is the numbering of the pages on the lower elementary. So I'm going to go check up on that. I believe there might be an error on the numbering of the pages of the lower elementary. So if that is the case, I'm going to go fix it. And then there's also one thing missing here to this part. I'm going to put the date where Islam begins, so that it's on your anchor fact timeline. It's also in the class notes. So two things that need to be fixed. So I'm going to go do that right now. And I want you guys to wait maybe 10 minutes before, 20 minutes before you pull down the class notes and you download them. And then they'll be in perfect shape for you. Okay? So good luck, everybody. Your test prep begins now. Strangely, tomorrow is History Through Art. Huh? Yeah, because Wednesday is Veterans Day. We don't have class. And then Thursday will be the test preparation class where we look over your answers. Final questions or comments about this process here? Anybody unclear about what to do next? Okay, guys. Good luck. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye, Mr. Powell.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Powell.
Bye.